Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Sunday, May 5th. On today's show, the Curiosity rover confirms that Mars was once surprisingly Earth-like, and NASA smashes an asteroid with a rocket, raising concerns that the debris could hit Mars. Plus, stay tuned for more Mars-related news. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with a surprising discovery from NASA's Curiosity rover on Mars that suggests the red planet may have once been much more Earth-like than previously thought. The rover found evidence of manganese oxide inside Mars's Gale crater, which is believed to be part of an ancient dry lake bed at least 3.5 billion years old. Manganese oxide is commonly found in shallow waters on Earth, indicating that Mars could have supported life in the past. For more on this fascinating finding, we turn to our Mars correspondent, Celeste. What exactly did Curiosity discover, and why is it so significant?
Well, David, using its onboard ChemCam instrument, Curiosity found unexpectedly high concentrations of manganese oxide in porous rocks at a location in Gale Crater. This is surprising because manganese oxide is difficult to form on the Martian surface under current conditions. On Earth, deposits like this often occur due to the high oxygen levels in our atmosphere produced by photosynthetic life, as well as from microbes that help catalyze the oxidation of manganese. So finding such recognizable features on ancient Mars is quite remarkable.
Interesting. So how do scientists explain the presence of this manganese oxide on Mars if the current conditions aren't conducive to forming it?
The researchers suggest that groundwater may have played a role. The porous rocks Curiosity analyzed would have allowed water to flow through them. As the water percolated through the coarse mudstone, it's possible that manganese was filtered out and concentrated. However, that still doesn't fully explain how the manganese became oxidized. If microbial life did exist on ancient Mars, those microbes could have facilitated the oxidation process, similar to how it happens on Earth. They then might have used the manganese as an energy source.
It sounds like this Gale Crater environment, as revealed by these ancient rocks, gives us a window into a potentially habitable environment on Mars that had some striking similarities to certain places on present-day Earth. Is that right?
Absolutely, David. The lead author of the study, Patrick Gasta, noted that these types of manganese oxide deposits happen all the time on Earth because of our oxygen-rich atmosphere and the presence of microbes. Nina Lanza, the principal investigator for Curiosity's ChemCam, also emphasized how remarkable it is to find such recognizable and common Earth features in the remnants of this ancient Martian lake. It really does make ancient Mars seem surprisingly Earth-like.
So what's the next step then in determining if this is indeed evidence of past life on Mars?
Well, as tantalizing as this evidence is, the only way to know for sure if microbes were involved in this manganese oxidation process is to actually get our hands on some Martian rocks and analyze them directly. NASA and ESA are working on a joint Mars sample return mission that aims to do just that, collect rock and soil samples from the Martian surface and bring them back to Earth for detailed study. That would give us the best chance to search for undisputed signs of past life.
Wow, what an exciting time for Mars exploration. These new findings from Curiosity, coupled with those upcoming Mars sample return missions, could finally answer that age-old question of whether life ever existed beyond Earth. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us, Celeste. Speaking of space missions, let's shift our focus to NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART mission, which successfully altered the orbit of an asteroid by crashing a spacecraft into it last September. The mission was hailed as a major milestone in planetary defense against potentially hazardous asteroids, but a new study suggests the impact may have some surprising unintended consequences. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly did this study find?
The study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, looked at simulations of how the debris ejected from asteroid Dimorphos after the DART impact will behave over the next 20,000 years as they orbit the Sun. Surprisingly, the researchers found that while there is no risk of any of these small boulders entering Earth's atmosphere, their orbits will cross the orbit of Mars. And if the timing lines up just right, some of these human-made mini-asteroids could actually impact the surface of Mars.
That's fascinating. So pieces of an asteroid that we intentionally hit could end up hitting Mars. How significant of an impact could that have on the red planet?
Well, Mars's atmosphere is much thinner than Earth's, so these small boulders wouldn't burn up as much on entry. The study estimates that if they do impact Mars, they could create craters on the surface up to 1,000 feet wide. In a sense, this would be like humanity inadvertently generating our own miniature meteor shower on Mars, recreating a process that happens naturally when asteroids collide in space and eject debris.
It's pretty mind-blowing to think that our first planetary defense test could leave its mark on a completely different planet. But just to be clear, these potential Mars impacts don't take away from the importance and success of the DART mission itself, right?
That's right. The DART mission was still a major milestone. It proved for the first time that we have the technology to alter the orbit of a potentially hazardous asteroid by using a kinetic impact. With around 25,000 near-Earth asteroids out there, the size of Dimorphos, and many of them not yet discovered, this technique could one day be crucial for protecting Earth. The debris is essentially a side effect that no one predicted, but it doesn't negate the mission's success.
It's definitely a fascinating example of how our actions in space, even with the best of intentions, can sometimes have surprising ripple effects. Thanks for breaking this down for us, David. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.